Perk Ches, Mishnah Gimel, 8-3. We continue with requisite amounts. Here we talk about first ore. Ore is an animal hide. So how much animal hide do you need? K'dei lasos kamea, enough to make a kamea. Kamea is like an amulet. We discussed it before. Inside the kamea goes whatever goes inside of it, whether it's some parchment or some other secret ingredients. So think of this as being kind of a pouch. So you'd put the whatever ingredients are going inside the kamea in the middle of this little piece of parchment, and then you sort of cinch it on top. And then that little pouch would hold it, and typically or commonly people would put this kamea like as a kind of necklace around their neck, whatever it is. But the amount of animal hide that you'd need to hold the contents of a kamea would be the ore for which you'd be chayav for if you transfer on Shabbos. As for klaf, as I mentioned in the previous Mishnah, parchment, how much is that? K'dei lechtov alav parsha katana shebetfilin shehi Shema Yisrael. Enough parchment that a person would set aside to make the smallest of the four parshas that you insert into your tefillin, and that is the parsha about Shema Yisrael. Just so you make sure it's clear, we're talking about Shema Yisrael as well as what will be the whole first paragraph, Vahavta. So in total, we're talking about six psukim. Okay, so that smallest of the parshios and tefillin, that's enough to write that reason to keep a piece of parchment, so that's what you'd be liable for. As for dio, the ink on which you write, with which you write on parchment, k'dei lichtov shtei osios, even enough to write two letters, as we described not so long ago, the whole malach of ksiva, of kosev, of writing on Shabbos that was used in the Mishkan was to pair up boards one to the next. So you put an aleph on the first board and an aleph on the second board. So you know these two boards go side by side. So that's all you need. Therefore, that much ink is what you'd be liable for. Worth noting, just let me speak it out here for a second. So let's say you have just enough ink for one letter. So you'll be exempt. But now how are you carrying that ink? You're probably carrying that ink in some kind of container, right? The ink bucket, the ink well. So you're carrying an ink well with a tiny drop of ink. So we say you're putter because of the ink, but what about the inkwell itself? Aren't you liable for that? And the answer is no. Since the inkwell is really subordinate, tuffel, to the ink, it's the ink carrier. If there's not enough ink, so then you're carrying inside the inkwell, you'll be exempt by transferring the inkwell as well, because it's subordinate, tuffel, to the ink. Finally, says the Mishnah, kohl. Kohl is eyeshadow. The word in modern Hebrew, kohl in Hebrew, is blue, but it comes from this powdered blue powder that they use as eyeshadow, even going back to ancient times, the Egyptians did it and so on. So how much eyeshadow are we talking about? Likchol ein echas, says the Mishnah, even enough to do one eye. Now, if you scratch your head, as you should be, in saying, wait a second, what's the use of just putting eyeshadow on one eye? You look like a freak. The answer is, that's true. The Gemara speaks out, we're talking about a case where, in certain locales where Jewish women lived, they were under like the Taliban or the equivalent, and they were super duper duper tsanuha, and all they exposed about their whole person was just, not just their eyes, but just one of their eyes. One eye would peek out from under the turban. And of course, one wouldn't go out, even as tsanuha she may be, with just one eye showing. She wouldn't go out without her makeup on, so she'd put her blue eyeshadow in that one eye. So in such a place, one eye's worth of eyeshadow is useful, and therefore you'd be liable for that amount of kohl. In other places where people put eyeshadow on both their eyes equally, so then it indeed would be the case that one would not be liable for transferring the eyeshadow unless there was enough to do both eyes.